It's the Rock Station T95. It's Meatball. Right now on the line, please welcome the bass player for Papa Roach, Tobin Esperance, a.k.a. Hurricane Tobin. What's up, brother?
Yeah, Hurricane Tobin. Meatball, what's up?
Yeah, I saw the Hurricane Tobin in the music video for Who Do You Trust, and I'm having trouble calling you anything other than that now.
That's all right. You know, I'm not as much of a hurricane as I used to be. I mean, I was a hurricane back in actually not even back in the day. Like, even last year, I was a hurricane, but I don't drink anymore, so instead of, you know, it's like I'm all like drinking. I'm super jacked up on cold brew right now. I've replaced alcohol with caffeine, and I'm just ODing right now.
Well, first of all, big day tomorrow for you guys. The 10th studio album for Papa Roach, Who Do You Trust, coming out. That's huge, dude.
Yep.
Did you guys ever think that you were going to get to 10 albums, or maybe wish you had more out by now?
No. 10 albums, 20 years. Since Infest, almost. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy, like, because it goes by so fast.
And that's, Infest had a huge impact on my life. It was one of the early, you know, real hard rock records that I ever bought and listened to. It's like you said, time flies. It doesn't feel like it was almost 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah, we're playing a lot of songs off of Infest too, like in the set list that we're doing this year and probably next year too, which it feels really good to play those songs.
That's
like
cool.
Even the deep cuts. Yeah,
I want to talk about the album real quick. You know, a little bit of a different sound, maybe, from Crooked Teeth. I was maybe wondering kind of what the approach to this record was.
The approach is just, you know, we get in a room and we just come up with an idea. Like, you know, there'll be like six of us in a room, you know, the band and the producers. And we just start like playing hot potato with, you know, an acoustic guitar. One guy sits at a piano and, you know, we throw around just musical ideas and we just finish them. We don't judge them. We don't box them in. We just come up with an idea. And then when everybody feels like jumping in, we just finish it. And sometimes we'll come in the next day and do the exact opposite from what we did the day before. And that's just how we have been choosing to make music. And that's just how we like to do it.
The song Elevate in particular is considerably different, I think, from everything else or some of your harder rock stuff, but I mean, it's still catchy as hell, man. I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, I mean, we had that same kind of reaction with our song Born for Greatness from the last record.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we were like kind of coming up with the idea for Elevate, we're like, man, this sounds like the big brother to Born for Greatness, you know? So maybe it isn't too crazy to put out a song like this, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, we kind of have a little bit of musical ADD, but we celebrate it, you know, more than we just deny it, you know?
Well, I like the musical ADD because it keeps it fresh, you know? It's not just the same stuff from the same band. It's like, oh, what's this? What's this new element?
Totally. Yeah, we've accepted that. I think that's just authentic to who we are, you know, and what we feel as musicians. So we roll with it.
So the title track to the record, Who Do You Trust? I love it. It's awesome. The video in particular, though, I got to ask you about this. First thing, thanks for the shout out to Wichita. It is like front and center during the weather broadcast
at the
beginning of the radio.
That was a fun video.
Whose idea was it to do like the fake newscast with that?
That was our art director, Darren Craig. We actually threw that whole idea together like super last minute. Like, we were literally in rehearsals for tour, and he came up with the idea a few days before. And he's like, since you're going to be in rehearsals and all your gear and everything's set up and it's a big enough space, let's make a video. And we literally did it in one day and just kind of like made everything up as we were going along. That's kind of how things get done now, but it's nice, you know, it's not the big budget, you know, overthink everything era. It's just kind of like, get it done and have fun doing it, you know?
Right, right. And that's one of the things I respect about you guys is that you don't need all the flim flam, the flair and all that kind of stuff. Like, you're just a straight up rock and roll band. You don't need all the extra stuff to just bring out this amazing show when you're on tour.
Yeah, we definitely have an energy and a connection with the audience. And, you know, I think we're a very entertaining, high energy live band, but there is an element that we do want to step up with our production. And in the next, you know, year or so, we've been putting a lot of effort into elevating like our live show, you know, and the production and the lights and, you know, all the smoke and mirrors that a lot of bands have, but it's like, how can we do it and make it 100% Papa Roach style. So you know, because every, you know, we tour a lot and we want it to be different and we want it to be special and we want it to be surprising every time. So, you know, our shows are going to just get bigger and better, I think.
So jumping onto this tour that you guys are going to do with Shinedown and Asking Alexandria, we're going to see you in March when you come to Wichita. Brent from Shinedown says that he is absolutely amped to be on the road with you guys.
Yeah, we've done a lot of tours before together in the past. We have a great time on tour together. You know, great guys. Same with Asking Alexandria. It's just going to be like family. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been doing this for a long time. We've all been around each other and toured together before. So nothing new, really. Just bringing lots of good music to people, and we're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome.
Well, and I've seen all three of you guys separately, but like the idea of putting all three of your bands together in the same space, just, it sounds exhausting, honestly.
I know. I went to a concert. I went and saw Nine Inch Nails recently, and I like, because it's one of my favorite bands. I was in the crowd, like standing for like hours, and I was like, man, this is hard. I was like, I don't know how to, I haven't done this in a while. Like, I don't know how people do it, but man, you'll do anything for your, you know, for your favorite band or some. If that's the whole thing, you want to grab people's attention and make them lose their minds, make them forget where they are and what they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know,
it's going to be an incredibly high energy show. Like I said, I've seen all three of you guys separately, and I cannot wait for the Attention World Tour to come, for you guys to come bringing that new record and the new music with you as well. I can't tell you how excited I am to see you guys again.
Likewise, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, I'm always curious what the bands I listen to are listening to. What's like high on your list right now? What have you got in your MP3 player?
Let's see. I just have been listening to whatever new music has come out recently. So I've been listening to like the new 1975 record. I've been listening to The Fever 333.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then I got a lot of love for my friends and Beartooth. They got a record. I'm excited to see what the homies in Bring Me the Horizon are about to do. They're always doing something different. And then I just listen to a lot of 90s music and a lot of weird ambient, you know, electronic stuff. And yeah, it's like all over. And I love pop music too. I'm not afraid to say it. So I'll listen to whatever's new on the radio. You know, I've been listening to a lot of old Fugazi and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Kind of going backwards. So I'm all over the place.
Congrats on the new album, Who Do You Trust? Comes out tomorrow. Tobin Esperance, a.k.a. Hurricane Tobin of Papa Roach. I really appreciate the call, buddy. We'll see you back here in March.
Yep. See you soon, man. Thank you.